How was the thumbs up? I mean, was it to move forward? Was there any roadblocks? There's always going to be something in any kind of major with hiring or whatever, but
nothing.
Smooth.
They hired people that were experienced up here, and what I found on these difficult projects, the neophytes just get out of the way. And that's the way this bridge was done. That's the way that Gulcana Bridge was done later on also, that you were looking at there. Yeah, people didn't get in and interfere like they do now. A lot of environmental people always have some unknown reason why you can't do something. But in those days, it was very important to get this job done. And they didn't get in the road. Now, we did have reviews. We've had people review it. I met with Nate Newmark, University of Illinois, Dr. Newmark, the foremost authority at the time on seismic events. And he, after a 15-minute conversation, gave the thumbs up. So that was how that was done in those days. And, of course, you had your usual checks and all that you went through, you know, in your designs. But that's what it was logically done. And one of the books here, it's called Designing the Yukon River Bridge, goes step by step through how that was all done. And in the sequence and what was considered, everything.
You were employed again with, when this Yukon Bridge...
The Department of Highways.
Okay. And how old were you at the time?
Well, I would have been starting in 71, so I was, 34?